Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
A judge has thrown out a criminal indictment against Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelov. Can you explain what is somewhat of a complicated case, please?
It's a rather remarkable development in the case of the Rensselaer County DA, Joel Abelov. He had been accused of lying to a grand jury and mishandling the investigation of a fatal police shooting and was going to go on trial next week, but a judge in the case has thrown out the criminal indictment. The decision was handed down Monday by Acting Supreme Court Justice Jonathan D. Nichols of Columbia County. He concluded the state attorney general's office did not have the statutory jurisdiction to prosecute Abelov on the charges of felony perjury. The attorney general's investigation led to the indictment of Abelov in December following his controversial decision to rush the shooting case before a grand jury that cleared a police officer who had fatally shot an unarmed DWI suspect, Edson Thevenin, back in April of 2016. Abelov was facing charges that he held back evidence to the grand jury, and he was expected to go on trial next week. The decision dismissing the case against Abelov focused on the issue of jurisdiction, and it did not delve into the strength of the evidence supporting the charges against the district attorney. The attorney general's office is reviewing the decision and will decide whether to appeal. Meanwhile, Abelov, who maintained the probe of his actions and subsequent indictment were politically motivated by then-Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, plans to run for re-election. He's received his party, the Republican Party's endorsement, and he'll be campaigning for re-election in November.
From there to a Catskills casino, which apparently is underperforming.
Yeah, that's Resorts World Catskills. It's built in Sullivan County on the former grounds of the Concord Hotel, and it's been held up as an economic savior for the beleaguered Catskill region. But the incoming revenue since its soft opening in February has been lower than what the other three state casinos made initially. Our reporter Lauren Stanforth has a story today that the newly opened facility, which is the most luxurious state-licensed casino yet, took in $17 million less this spring than the already struggling Del Lago Casino in the Finger Lakes region. Since its opening, Resorts World has had an average of $101 per slot machine. That's regarded as very low by industry standards and compares to $155 at Del Lago, $204 at Tioga Downs, and $256 at the Rivers Casino in Schenectady. Various state leaders say there's nothing to fear in the numbers and the revenue will increase as Resort World adds its other attractions such as a family indoor water park and a golf course, all slated to open next year.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. For more, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, Dave.